Here's a thought I'll title Photography's Fascination with the Rare. Ask most people what makes a fabulous landscape photograph, and they'll unhesitatingly say, a fabulous landscape. That is to say, somehow in most people's minds, the magic that the camera captures exists out there somewhere in the subject. It's not necessarily the talent of the photographer, although everybody would, I suppose, admit there is some talent. It's not that it takes years of training to gain that talent, because so many amateurs get lucky from time to time and make a spectacular photograph because the machine takes care of it all. This overwhelming idea that the magic is somehow out there in the landscape implies that the photographer is more or less a faithful recorder of the scene. That's supposedly all we do. Now, of course, the minute you go to Wawona Point and you try to make an Ansel Adams photograph, you realize that he must have had some talent. But why is it that most people who stop at Wawona Point will try to take that picture? Because they think they can, particularly if they have a pretty good camera. I think this mentality is not just for the non-photographers who are out there exploring the world, but ask most photographers what they actually do when they're out photographing, and they'll tell you that they're looking for the spectacular scene, or the spectacular light, or the spectacular moment, because even photographers have this sort of subconscious, not aware of assumption that the magic is in the world, not in the camera, not in the photographer's minds, not in what we make, but rather what we take. And of course, if you've been around photography at all, you've probably bumped up against this do you make or do you take semantic business. But the truth is, most photographers probably still believe that they take pictures. And their influence on the camera with f-stops and shutter speeds and post-processing and all that is relatively minimum. That is to say, what they think they're doing is they're compensating for the inherent weaknesses of the material to try to make their photograph look more like reality appeared to them at the moment. So it's repair work, not generative work. That kind of photography is, well, it's a lot of fun. We all do it. We all enjoy doing it. It's nice to be out in the world. It's really nice when you run across a spectacular scene. But it feels to me like in order for photography to rise to the level of art, it has to do something more than that. There has to be more of the photographer in the picture than just the spectacular scenery that was captured at a spectacular moment. I wish photography's fascination with the rare wasn't so dominant, particularly in the worlds of fine art photography, because I much prefer the kinds of photography that are personally expressive, where the photographer has brought something else to the landscape, and if there were 10 people standing there right next to each other, maybe the photographer's view and rendition of what was happening might be somehow more meaningful, more important, more treasured than the memories of other people who stood there and saw the world at its surface level. I'm probably wishing for something that's a bit of a fantasy. But when I see a photograph that gives me that feeling that the photographer has done more than copy the landscape, but has somehow interpreted the landscape and given us, what do I want to call it, a visual poem rather than a tourist brochure description. It's the visual poem that excites me as artwork.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.